The recording has started.
Thank you, operator. Glenn or Julie, could we make a roll call so we know who's on the call?
I'll do that for you, Olga. We have on the call Krista Papas.
Hi, Krista. I didn't hear you joining the call. Sorry.
Hello.
Chuck Gomes.
Yeah.
SS Katira.
Yeah.
And hi, Michael SS. Young. And Olga Cavelli. And we have apologies from Rafik Damak. And we have had no response from Zaid. We asked him whether he wanted to be called out to. And I have just seen that Victoria McKevity has joined the call as well. And for staff, we have Julie Headland and Glenda Saint-Gervais. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Glenn. Sorry I didn't hear when SF, Victoria, and Krista joined. So good morning, evening to all of you. I just resent a new agenda, a revised agenda, maybe 1 hour ago, because I've been going through our emails exchange, and I thought that the one I sent on Monday was not updated. Any additions or comments to the agenda? Okay.
I kind of have some. They may come up in other subjects, but if we get to the end and we haven't, I've got a few things.
Okay.
Thanks, Olga.
No problem. Just remind me that you want to talk about something else. Number one, I don't know if you saw the email exchange. Gisela sent the results of the doodle, so we have a date and a time for our face-to-face meeting in Sydney. Some of us had said that we will attend. For those who didn't or would like to participate in the doodle, just do it. What we could do, Gisela or Julie, perhaps we send the link during today and remind the rest of the working team to be aware that we have a date and time for our face-to-face meeting and that we have also remote participation possibilities. Any comments about timing, date? Someone that is having a lot of problems with having many hours, or maybe SS or SS. Is this time and date okay for you for attending remotely?
But Olga, what was that time again and day?
It's Sunday, 21st June, and if I updated the Sydney time, for me it's 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Is that okay, Julie?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, okay.
Three, I think it's listed as
3:15 to 4:15.
Oh, yes, 3:15.
Actually, it looks like it's, I don't know the time change, but it looks like it's 90 minutes.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
It looks like the time is, I don't have the time converted, but it looks like a 90-minute meeting rather than 60.
I have a time converter up on my laptop here, so if anybody wants me to convert a time, tell me and I'll do it.
Yeah, and actually, Krista, you're right. It's 3:15 to 4:45, so it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, is that Sydney time?
Yes, that's Sydney time.
And if anybody wants me to convert it for you, I have a converter ready to go. I just need to know what to convert it to.
SS, is this timing good for you?
It is okay, Olga.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other comments about timing and date?
No, it's fine.
Great. So, okay. I would like to move to number two. SS, you sent an email to the list, to the chair and to the staff, and I frankly must tell you, I couldn't answer you because I didn't know exactly what you were asking. And maybe it's because of my lack of understanding of your question or that I don't have the right information. I exchanged same emails with Julie and Rob in private. And so I had no time a lot really to follow up on this. So I would like you perhaps if you can tell us what exactly what you're telling us there and what you need for clarification from staff, if that what I understood from your message.
Olga, I had sent two mails. question was replied to Victoria was about confidential documents. There I said that, two documents could be confidential, but not analysis. And I think Robert has followed it and he has sent, today I saw mail, analysis he has sent. So that is fine.
Okay.
Otherwise, Julie asking from WT additional criteria, that refers to my very old mail, I think it was dated 8th May or something like that, I don't recollect. And so there I said that, well, if WT members should suggest whatever it is, but so far nobody has come forward to. And since the staff goes through those documents time and again, know what are the additional criteria, all the criteria which are important ones. And even if they don't get feedback, they proceed with those criteria. And I think Julie will be able to speak.
I have some difficulties in hearing very well because there is a lot of echo. Could someone help me with what SF told us?
Julie, was it clear to you?
Not entirely. I thought perhaps that you might be referring to the need for additional criteria. I heard the word criteria, but I didn't hear the rest of what you said. If you could repeat, that would be very helpful.
Just have to look at your mail, Julie. You have to hold.
Hi, Olga, this is Claudia. I joined the call.
Who's this?
Claudia.
Oh, Claudio, welcome.
Hi, guys.
As I said, I just suggest the following. I have a lot of problems hearing you. There's a lot of echo in your voice, and I really cannot recognize what you're saying because it sounds very strange, and I cannot get all the words completely when I hear you. Could you be so kind to maybe send a more explanatory email to our list, and maybe the staff and the working team and myself can answer your questions and your doubts? Could it be possible if you could do it today?
Yeah.
We could work this maybe during this week.
Yeah, I'll follow up immediately after the meeting. Maybe within a day, I'll.
Thank you very much for your flexibility. You know, telephones work well, but I really have difficulties in hearing you very clearly. I'm so sorry for that.
Olga, could I say something?
Sure, please. Go ahead.
On staff support, one of the things that I think, and I'm sure Julie wouldn't bring this up, but one of the things that is important for us to realize that with regard to staff support, my understanding in working with them and lots of other areas as well is that each of the members of the staff team are assigned to certain projects. So one of the things that's important for us to keep in mind is that when we say staff support, for the most part, we're talking about Julie.
Okay.
Not a team of players that will all do this stuff for us. Now, that doesn't mean that Julie can't ask for advice from the other team members, but they all have their own projects that they're working, and each of them have multiple projects. I think Julie has at least three working teams or working groups that she's supporting in addition to other projects. So I'm not saying this to dampen things. I just want us to be realistic and make sure that what we do ask for is going to be really useful for us because there's limited resources even with staff. And it's important that we don't think that it's just unlimited when we're making requests.
Thank you, Chuck. I totally agree with you, and I really think that Rob, Glenn, Julie, Gisela make a great work and are very helpful, but I do realize that they have a lot of work to do, and we should be very cautious in what we ask and what we request from staff. Thank you for your comment.
Hold
any
on.
Other?
Yeah. Yeah, this is SF. Can you hear me clearly? Then I will add something.
Yeah, now it's much better. Please go ahead.
Okay. it is what Chuck said. Chuck, it is not that we are asking something too much from staff. The here in this meeting, particular group, I see that some WP members, they are stopping staff support. I mean, if I say bluntly.
I didn't understand that. Say that again, please.
Yeah, yeah. It is that staff support is available. The staff comes out with the support whenever we ask. But here is not asking. And some members, they are actually like preventing that support to come. Now, I'll give you an example, Chuck. You have to listen. This today, Robert has sent a mail, which is a staff analysis of business constituency confirmation report, submitted to the board January 2009. This analysis was available with the staff, and we have been asking right from February. Now it comes today. Do you understand, Chuck?
Yeah.
They are not asking something, do any additional work with them. The something which is with them, they have to just send us.
But I think there's a reason for that. I think there's a reason for that, MS. I think you're interpreting it in a way that's not totally complete, in the sense that I believe that Rob was hoping, in fact, I know that Rob was hoping, because I've talked to him in other venues, he was hoping that actually they would be able to post the more recent work that they've done on constituency charters and steering group charters, and they didn't know, and in fact they thought that was going to happen after this past Tuesday when the Structural Improvements Committee of the board met. So there was probably good reason for them not to give us that information, because they were hoping to give us more current information that would be more valuable to us. Unfortunately, it looks like it's going to take the SIC group a little bit longer to before they can post that more current information.
Well, I'd like to answer that.
I'm not satisfied with your extension.
Neither am I.
You are suggesting to WT that prepare something, and that will be, open to revision. So whatever was available with the staff, they would have sent it, and whenever they have revised it, they would have updated this WT, and we would have went ahead with the work. So it is not the right thing. You are just some stand you have taken, and you want to stand with it.
I'll accept the fact that you don't accept it and that we disagree.
Can I jump in a queue on this, please? Who would like to talk, and I would like to open a queue, because I'm having difficulty in following. SS, you want to talk?
In the queue?
No, I have finished.
Okay. Chuck, it's okay. You want to say something else?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I think Victoria wants to say something.
Victoria and Julia Hurst?
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Can I?
Yeah.
Julie, please go ahead.
Yes, I should mention that this analysis that Rob has sent around was originally provided to the various constituencies, and it was also available to me, and I did review this analysis when I prepared the analysis for this work team. Now, the structure of the analysis that Rob has sent is different from the structure that I used for this team, because when I provided my analysis, I was looking at the criteria, and only at the criteria that this work team had identified as it related to the board's recommendations. However, if you review the material that Rob has sent and compare it to what I have prepared, there are a number of duplications, because it is a very similar analysis. It is, however, in a very different format, because the analysis that was provided in January was provided to earlier versions of constituency charters in some cases, and also was addressing different questions and arranged in a different format. But to speak to SS's point, yes, I was aware of the analysis. We could not release the analysis at the time because it was provided to the constituencies, and Rob needed to work with the constituencies to make sure it could be released. But yes, I did use that analysis in producing the analysis that I did for this team.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Julie. Victoria?
Thank you.
Well, I would just like to comment, because it was me that asked very directly, Robert, for this post. I think I was the first person to make the direct requests, and I think that my requests were made, probably the first request were two or three calls ago of this working group, and I followed that up with many, many emails asking for work products. I mean, I think cutting right through this, I don't know if it's the same point that SES is making, but my issue is that I don't think that we were given very direct and transparent and fulsome answers from staff. If there was a need to get constituency approval and clearance for their release, then we should have been told that that was the obstacle, and given, you know, some information about that, you know, even while it was still in progress. I made inquiries of the intellectual property constituency to find out what date they got the analysis that we were provided first from Rob about a week ago, and they received it apparently on the 27th of March. So it was definitely in existence at the time that the requests, very clear requests for work products, were made. I do think there's an issue here, because I don't think it's appropriate for staff to hide information or fail to fully disclose, even if there are constraints to releases. I mean, it shouldn't be a problem to say, yes, the information exists, but there are constraints or there's a procedure that needs to be followed for release. And I think it's a really fundamental issue to the integrity of the whole procedures and processes that we're involved in. And I think it's really inappropriate for it to be hidden from any aspect of the ICANN machinery that material exists. And, you know, it may well be there are procedures to release and approvals, et cetera, but I do not think this has been appropriately handled, and I think it's a really important point, and I would hope that we can perhaps, you know, get something, you know, wind this conversation into something constructive and perhaps a protocol for our working group going forward, or perhaps Chuck or Olga, who have more experience with some of the ICANN machinery, can tell us what should have happened here, because I think there has been a very serious failing.
Olga, can I speak?
Sure. I would like to make a comment first, Chuck, if you allow me.
That's fine.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, SS. I just want to make a comment from my perspective. I am not, I don't belong to any constituency. I'm a non-com appointee. I've been working in different groups and in ICANN for maybe 7 years. And let me tell you that I was expecting from the representatives of the constituencies more information brought from constituencies to our working team. I think that we can ask many things to the staff, which is fine, and Julie is very helpful, but I really would like the constituencies to give us the information so we don't have to ask for permission if the information is available or not. You already belong to different constituencies, and some of you have already been very helpful in providing this information. So staff is fine, but why don't we use the resources already existing in the constituencies? That's my it's a comment and a question, because I don't belong to a constituency.
Okay,
go ahead.
Olga, can I answer that? Because I precisely asked my constituency for this material, and it was the thing is, the constituencies are not, it's one of the issues that we need to look at, they are not sharing material, and it had not been made available until I asked for it.
So it's not a problem only from staff that they don't want to release the information. It's also constituencies. Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Olga, this is Claudio. Can I get in the queue?
I think we have Chuck first, and then Claudio. Chuck, go ahead, please.
Claudio can jump in. That's fine. I'll follow him.
Okay.
Claudio?
Thank you. So we had an initial conversation with staff following the submission of the IPC recertification report, and there was basically a response that the IPC drafted to the staff analysis, and I worked on that response, and that response basically just was recently posted to the IPC list for comments, and we're in the process of getting back to staff with the information. So I just wanted to clarify that, Victoria, if you did put in a request with the IPC, and I saw that you put one in about a week ago, and then shortly afterwards the document was posted to the list, and so I don't think there was really any delay there in the IPC getting...
No, well, there was a delay, Claudio. Just let's be really precise, because I mean, think of this sort of thing is really important. So while we're talking about it, let's be precise, because I have the exact dates. And Steve Meselitz concerned that he got the staff analysis on the 27th of March. Now, it was not disclosed to the constituency at that stage, and in fact, it was only disclosed when the reply was drafted, and only after Rob had made it available, i.e. it had already gone into sort of public circulation.
No, you're right about that. There was definitely and I worked on the response, and basically what I did following the IPC has a committee on the future that was formed.
I'm on it, I think.
Right, yeah. And what I did was I sent the draft to somebody on that committee and also the chair of that committee. And the IPC is just an issue that I think there was about a 2-week period where I did not get a response to my email. And basically there's the IPC, there's a lot of people working on the implementation recommendation team. And there was not any sort of effort or desire in the IPC to keep that document under wraps. It was just basically there was just a delay in people responding to that issue.
I'm not sure I'd agree with that characterization, given that I particularly would have, having put in a minority report on some of the very issues dealt with in the issue document, would like to have seen that earlier and had more of an opportunity to have some input into the response. But in any event, look, I don't think we want to subvert the working group on the IPC sort of issue, but I think it's just an illustrative example for you, Olga, of what, different constituencies have very, very different approaches to information sharing, and that was just an example. I hope that sort of clarified your point, but I don't want us to get sidetracked on this.
Thank you, Victoria and Claudio.
The last point I wanted to mention was I just also agreed with the comment that Julie made that those documents were produced in regards to a separate process, and they were documents that were created by staff to have an informal discussion with the constituencies.
Chuck?
Sure. Thanks, Olga. Let me first make a general comment and then a suggestion. I appreciate that several people, Victoria in particular, mentioning that constructive work of the us getting on to constructive work. My general comment is that I'm somewhat disappointed, in fact, a lot disappointed, that in our calls we have probably spent 50 to 75% of our time discussing issues like this instead of focusing on the constructive work. And so I hope we can move beyond that, and I'll just leave it at that. Not that these things aren't important. I don't want to minimize them, but I don't think in a lot of senses they're helping us move forward on our task before us. Now, that said, let me make a suggestion I want to encourage everybody that's on the team in this regard. It's useful to look at existing documents and to learn about the constituencies, and we have quite a few people who haven't been involved in constituencies a lot over the years. So I understand that and appreciate the need to come up to speed. But I also want to encourage the group to be, and this is in my role as chair of the OSC that I'm saying this, encourage the group to be creative. It's okay for this working team to come up with some creative ideas, some ideas that maybe are different than the way constituencies are doing things or stakeholders will do things, and to make some suggestions that you think would be good in response to fulfilling the board's recommendations. And now we'll test those with the constituency members that are on our working team, and ultimately with the constituencies as a whole. But don't just rely on all the information that's out there and what constituencies are doing and what stakeholder groups are proposing to do entirely. That's an important element. But also don't be afraid to use your own creative thinking processes and make some suggestions with regard to implementing the board recommendations. We should be doing some of that too.
Okay, can I jump in to follow that on?
I'm not
sorry, I'm not really happy that with the way we moved through that issue.
Sorry, Victoria. Chuck, you're done?
I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. We have an agenda. We have 1 hour, which we have spent half an hour maybe mainly talking about this. I totally agree with Chuck that this is an important issue, but I think we have to move forward. So I encourage the group, and I don't want to be a dictator in this, but I think we have to move forward, and I would like very much to exchange with you some ideas about the other issues on the agenda, and we have only half an hour. So I would suggest that we keep on exchanging ideas in our mailing list. This is what the list is for, and try to find the best way to move forward. But I totally agree with Chuck that we have to find different things to maybe this difficulties that the constituencies have maybe for gathering information or receiving feedback is an important issue that we should consider for our recommendations. How could we improve that? And this is some food for thought for our work. So I would suggest, if you don't mind, to move to number three. Is that okay? Or, Victoria, if you want to make a small comment, that's okay, but very small.
Okay. I mean, I just do think, I just want to reiterate, I'll follow this up on the list. I do think that we've been delayed because of the lack of transparency and the procedural problem in responding, and I do think it's an issue that infects the whole process. And so, I don't think it's us making the issue. We kept asking for the information, and I don't think it was handled properly, and I hope that we don't come across it again. But I'm not sure that I'm entirely happy with its resolution. I'll just put that there.
Okay, let's keep on discussing this, and let's move to the... thank you all very much for the exchange of ideas. Number three, Project Flint Revision. What we have achieved, what is missing. Julie sent a new version of the draft tool feedback request form. I just wanted to check with Julie and Glenn if this was already sent to constituencies.
Olga, this is Julie. I believe
yep.
it's sent because we have received already one comment on it. We have received a reply from S.S. Subaya, who is the petitioner for the IDNG TLD new constituency, and so he has given us some helpful suggestions. He didn't add any new items to the list of toolkit items, but had suggestions for which items he thought could be handled by staff and which by the constituency.
So the request was sent, and we have one response.
And Olga, if I can, I'll tell you what happened on the registry constituency side. I forwarded the request for feedback onto the registry constituency and asked that it be put on our agenda for our meeting next, our teleconference call next week, and our meeting in Sydney as well. So the registry constituency will be looking at that request and providing feedback.
Great. Any other comments?
I'm not entirely clear what this item. I'm sorry. I don't want to hold the group up, but I'm not entirely sure what we're supposed to be doing this agenda item. What are we doing?
I just was reviewing during the last weekend all our working plans and try to find where we are, what is missing, if we still need some feedback from some of the sub-working teams that we agreed to have. And sub-task 4, one issue to be done that was done by Chuck and Julie was to prepare a draft toolkit feedback request form that has been already sent to constituencies. I just wanted to check if we had some feedback and if there were any other comments from constituencies. This was my question.
I think Victoria's question is a good one, and I apologize that it wasn't clear what we were talking about. We were looking at the goals achieved and the project plan for the subtask 4, Victoria. Sorry we didn't make that clear.
Julie
and I are on that, and we had one of our tasks was to prepare this list of priorities and so forth for the a toolkit for constituencies and a toolkit of services for constituencies and stakeholder groups. And so we completed that part of the task and sent it out to the council and to others, and have asked for feedback on the information that we provided. So that we're just saying that has happened, and now we're in the feedback stage.
Thank you for clarification, Chuck, and my apologies also because I didn't mention that when I started to talk. I was so immersed in my list here. Is that okay, Victoria?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I mean, I just wanted to be clear because there are an awful lot of documents and drafts circulating now.
I know.
So, you know, I just didn't want to be, you know, signing off on something, and I didn't know what particular things we were dealing with. And I have actually, it could go in other business, but I kind of have a relationship. Yeah, it probably can go in other business. I'll just wait till the end of the list.
Okay.
To deal with it.
I would like to make a, we have Chris on the call, right?
Yes.
Krista, I would like to ask you for, I know that Tony has sent Julie and myself an email that you're trying to arrange some meetings to perform your items and deliverables during the Sydney meeting, which I think is fine. What I would like you to send us is the estimated due date and start date of your working plan so we can add it to our general table. So it's easier for us to make a follow-up. Would that be okay, maybe, if you could do that maybe during this week?
So, first of all, I wanted to apologize to this working team because I haven't been very participative, and fortunately, it was a matter of just over-committing myself as I was finishing up school, full-time school and full-time work. But school is over now, and so I have time again. And I'm just going to go back to an email that I sent to you, Olga, and Michael. So this is the first working team I've really participated in, and so a couple things. I get a little sort of overwhelmed with a lot of the back and forth and trying to decide what stuff I should be paying attention to and what not. And so I think I finally figured out how to kind of manage through that. But I feel like there's a lot of deliverables that I owe the team right now, but I'm not clear on what they are, and so that's why I had reached out to you. And I think you kind of touched on some of them, but not others, and so I don't know if this is a good time to do that, but there's two things. I think that potentially, as a member of the registrar constituency, there's something about our charter that I could be getting back to the team, or some research I could be doing on behalf of this team into the registrar constituency's charter, but I'm just not clear what type of information I should be trying to find. I know who to talk to within the constituency, I just don't know what I should be looking for. And again, you know, forgive my ignorance being sort of new to this. But that's, I think, the first thing I owe. The second thing is I have volunteered to lead this other subtask, which is maintaining a database of all constituency members that's up to date and publicly accessible. And I guess I was looking for some direction from anyone as to, I'm happy to lead that team. Do I call the tech people at ICANN about that? I'm not really sure.
No, just let me explain you. I'm so sorry. It seems that Tony Harris, who's from the ISP constituency, didn't copy you on his email. He already has some very good ideas about this subtask 3, and
so
you are with him in the working plan. So what I would do, or we could do that with Julie because we are both copied in Tony's email. I will send it to you, and you can keep in touch with him. So he has some ideas for arranging some meetings during Sydney. So that would be perfect if you can join him in this effort, which is perfect. And maybe you can send to the working team the information about your constituency, which is also very good. So with those two things, I think that's okay. And I know that you graduated, so I congratulate you for your school.
Olga,
can I add something
sure.
to that, please?
Go ahead, Chuck.
Krista, too, note that particular recommendation from the board, that wasn't a definite recommendation that we must have this database, but it was an idea that was part of a recommendation for improvements of constituencies and so forth that you can consider. So your little work team then can discuss whether you think it's a good idea, and if so, how it could be done, what are the concerns like privacy and things like that. You don't have to worry about the technical implementation of something like that. It's just, is it a good idea? And you could come back and say, your little subgroup doesn't think it is, and then we could talk about it as a whole working team. Or you can say, yeah, it has some potential, here are some concerns, and so begin to focus on in that direction. Does that help?
Yeah, it does very much. Thank you. And then in respect to my constituency, Charter, what kind of information are we looking for here? And I'll work on trying to gather that.
Olga, this is Julie. Can I respond to that?
Sure, please.
Yeah, Krista, I think that if it would be helpful to you, perhaps you and I could have a short call, and I could actually bring you a little bit up to date on what the work team is doing with respect to the various constituency charters, so that you can understand what kind of information we're looking for, and I can bring you a little up to date on some of the things you might have missed from the team while you were in school, and I'd be happy to do that if you want to set up a time offline.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
To add one more thing, Krista, what some of us did was we looked at the analysis that Julie did on the various charters, and we commented on that analysis. So if you could do that, that would be great.
Okay. Perfect.
And I would suggest, Julie, when you set up this call with Krista, maybe you can invite Tony Harris, that he already did some work to the working plan. So maybe it's helpful.
On the constituency charter?
Sorry?
Yeah, actually, I think Tony had done the work, had the suggestions on the working plan. That's true.
Yes, he has.
I don't know what he's done on the constituency charter, but I will be happy to invite him as well.
I'll send an email to himself, to you, and to Krista, so you move forward.
Olga, this is Claudio. Can I get in the queue?
Sure, please. Go ahead.
I just wanted to follow up on something that Chuck said that I thought was useful, which is, do we have a sense, as a group, which of the board recommendations are more advisory, as Chuck sort of put, for the database, as opposed to the other ones that are more, I guess, not as optional?
I think I don't understand your question. Maybe someone else want to comment?
Well, it's Michael speaking. Are you saying that you think the recommendations have different degrees of impetus behind them or expectations around them?
Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, that is sort of, I guess, behind what I'm saying, and I just wasn't sure if we had looked at it that way, or if we had done any analysis of the recommendations.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and there's probably some truth to that. I don't know. It's a real can of worms for us to be trying to second guess which of those recommendations, have more weight behind them. So
can I jump in, Olga?
Sure, please.
Let me see if I can clarify that, at least in terms of the way I see it. Some of the recommendations are clear. Hey, this is the recommendations. But they're underneath each of those recommendations in the board report are ideas for how the recommendation might be able to be fulfilled. So I would say that the definite recommendations, and in the report they're clearly stated as recommendations, and then underneath that is a discussion of possible ways those could be fulfilled. So in the latter case, the examples of how it could be fulfilled, those aren't definite. There are things for us to work on. The recommendation itself is really not open for discussion, other than, there may be some interpretation issues, and in cases like that, we could certainly ask questions on that.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chuck. I had that idea, but I couldn't have said it so clearly.
we have our working plans. We have to move forward, and if we don't have any other comments about this, we had a due date for today for exchanging some, this is number four in the agenda, for exchanging some ideas about best and bad practices. We received this information from Rob, which is okay. I'm not sure if it's totally related with good and bad practices. As far as I have, I haven't received any feedback from the working team, so I suggest to extend one more week this due date, and let's say for next Friday, which I don't know which day it is, and try to receive some more comments if someone has something to say about this point of the agenda.
Can you put me in the queue as well, please?
Yeah. It's Michael?
Yeah.
And Victoria?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Okay, two things about this. Maybe we need to agree on a little bit more structure, because my understanding was that the subtask leaders would be collating some comments from their team members on suggested best and bad practices and providing some type of document, but maybe that wasn't clear how that should be presented or put together when we talked about it previously, so I think we should try and clarify that. And secondly, while I have the opportunity, I just want to, I believe I'm assigned to as a resource, available resource in Subtask 2. And so, Victoria, this is a little for you, but I have some cycles available to help out with the work there. And, I'm fully available if you've got some things that you want to throw my way. But if the other groups are struggling on a resource level and feeling that they don't have the cycles to get things done, then don't hesitate to ask me, because if I can clear up some time to help, I certainly will.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Michael. Victoria?
Thank you. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for that offer to help. I just wanted to speak very quickly to this issue. I mean, I have to say, I wasn't a big fan of this exercise. And I think my own view, I mean, subject to the group, obviously, is that we probably, got the most out of it that we're going to get. I mean, arguably the staff have, as you say, Olga, Rob's, the analysis by staff is their view of the best and bad practices, which, I mean, very delicately put, obviously, but, and we've gathered in some, I'm not sure we need to spend that much more time on that. That would just be my view. I think that there's a much bigger issue here, and it's an issue that we need to deal with at some point. It doesn't necessarily need to be today, but I think it relates to this exercise and the relevance. I think we need to talk about, and I kind of dealt with this on the list last week, we've got these new constituency charter templates, okay? So, basically the staff, if there's going to be a new constituency, this is, here's the template, and we think this is sort of the ideal structure for, some of the basics.
Yeah.
So I think there's a big question, and I think it's a question whether or not this is a subtask, subgroup, subtask, whatever it is, or it's something we need to talk about in the bigger group. Are we going to be, working from, are we going to try and patch up the total variations in the existing constituency structures, or are we going to start with a clean slate and sort of start from the templates? I mean, are we going to look at this per issue, or, and I think there are some major issues of principle here. I mean, are we going to have lots of variation at constituency level and then variation at stakeholder level, at which point we're just adding a huge layer of bureaucracy, which is not what the board intended, I think. But anyway, we need to discuss this stuff, I think, and I think it kind of, it's not necessarily related, that, I don't know how proximate it is to the subtask, but anyway, that was my question there.
Could I ask a clarifying question there, Victoria?
Go ahead,
which of the board recommendations that our working team is tasked with focusing on does what you just said relate to?
Well, I would certainly say that it relates to my to subtask 2, which I'm supposed to be in charge of, and I put these issues in my work plan. The first issues it's fundamental. I mean, we're looking at operating principles and procedures, and so one of the big questions, it's quite clear from the board's report and my reading that the Board Governance Committee's report, that they are looking at some sort of universal model, uniform model. I mean, that's the meaning I get from it. I can prepare something in writing if that would be more helpful. We could do this on the list.
That would be good. No, but your answer was good too. It was helpful, so that helps me. So in terms of common operating principles of constituencies and stakeholder groups, and then there's also the uncommon ones, because I think it's fair to say that a one size fit all model, even with charters, is not gonna work. Because there's so many variances. Well,
that's exactly the question, though. Is it going to work and isn't? And what level of variation do we think would be... You know, we don't want to... ICANN's hard enough to find your way through anyway. I mean, to what level are we going to have variation at every single step of the procedure? You know, I think we need to discuss it.
I think you're right. And I think we can actually venture our own opinion as to where we think it makes sense. In fact, I think that's a big part of our task that you're highlighting right now, is to decide, what areas does it make sense, and would it be valuable for there to be common operational procedures across constituencies, and what areas would it be much more appropriate to provide some flexibility, and it's in our purview to evaluate that, discuss it, and come forward with some recommendations in that regard.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Victoria. And if someone else want to comment about this? I would like to make a comment. This is exactly my concern, and this is why I add it. It brings us to the number five, additional criteria for reviewing the existing information. I've been reviewing with the tables that Julie prepared and the comments sent by Victoria, by SS, by Chuck. And the first thing that came to my mind is how to order all this information and how to extract some relevant concepts. And just an idea, just to be creative, at least from my perspective, what I did was to color the table in a different way. So what meets criteria and what does not meet criteria. So I thought that maybe if I had the time with some of you, go and review why we think it meets criteria and find the general concept about each of the points, and then try to find these general issues that we should consider to make our recommendations. It's just an idea to start some exchange of thoughts. But I think I totally agree with Victoria. It's something that we have to discuss in the group, maybe in our email list, and perhaps in our face-to-face meeting in Sydney, and so on. So this is only the idea of adding number five, but I think it's already what I had to say is this, and maybe if someone else have another comment. Victoria, do you want to add something?
I would add, I had kind of a related, maybe I already dealt with this in that dialogue, but I just wanted to, you know, because one question that I have in my own mind is, like, procedurally, do we split off and start having sub-telecom meetings with each sub-task?
Maybe.
To what extent, and then let some of the stuff, so, you know, let the big questions come back from the groups into the bigger group, right? Maybe they'll rise to the surface, and we could do it that way. Or, I don't know, but is it time to actually start getting on with the work, I guess, and should it be done by separate sub-task meetings?
Well, I think it's a very interesting question. The subtask, I thought about that. Maybe I have different telephone calls or different lists. Let's exchange some ideas about this and point two also about staff and documentation about constituencies and see how can we order and organize our team and maybe in sub-teams, or let's exchange that and let's try to be creative, as Chuck said. Would someone else want to ask something? We have 6 minutes.
Just to encourage what Victoria just said, and Julie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if any subgroup wants to do separate calls, that Glenn would help them set up a call. Is that correct, Julie?
Yes, that's correct, and we've done that with other work teams. It works very well.
A call or a recurring call, so just wanted to make sure that that was clear.
Also, I think, Julie, correct me if I'm wrong, but with the permissions we have for the wiki, if the subtask wants to use or generate a new page in the wiki and work there, that's also possible. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct, and I'd be happy to set up wiki pages for any of the subteams to do their work.
So maybe it's a tool that we can use also the wiki, not only the calls and the email list, but to put all together some information that we are generating in subteams.
Well, is there any reason we shouldn't just go ahead and set up those pages?
Well, we should decide first how to organize the work, I think. But feel free to propose something or to update the webpage.
It might be up to each subtask whether they will find a wiki useful. Julie and I can talk about on ours. I'm not sure it would be. So just setting them up, unless they're going to be used. Would it be better to just subgroup wants to do that, why don't they communicate that so that and then it could be done?
I just mentioned the wiki because it's another tool that we have, and I use it a lot for my teaching with my students. So I'm very much a customer. I find wikis very useful for working in teams, but that's only my comment.
Olga, I've got to jump off for another meeting.
Yeah, me too.
But, thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, Chuck, and have a good weekend, too.
Olga, this is Claudia. Can I thank you?
Sure, Claudia, go ahead.
Is the draft toolkit, that document, I wasn't sure if I understood correctly. Did you say the constituencies have that already, or is that something that...
Well, that's a letter prepared by Chuck and by Julie that was sent on my behalf to all the constituencies and new constituencies and stakeholder groups head. Is that correct what I'm saying, Julie?
Yes, it should have gone out this week, earlier this week, from Glenn to the constituencies.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Okay, any other questions, comments?
Well, I have other business, one other thing.
Go ahead, Victoria.
It's a shame that we've lost Chuck, but I kind of hinted at this last week, but we've got you, Olga, and maybe you can do it for us this week, but... I mean, I think, like I say, raised this already in our last call, but it would be very, very helpful to have a formal report as to relevant developments, I think, made into the working group, because it would have been, I was going to ask Chuck and or you to update us on what happened in relation to this, with the board meeting on the stakeholder charters issue, and just to, you know, because we're waiting for that outcome so we can start preparing, aren't we, for the second part of our works, but... I just think it might be useful to sort of have a formal sort of update into our working group prior to each call.
Sorry, I didn't get you very well. Update about what?
I guess about relevant and related developments, and particularly, obviously, we're waiting for the board's work on the stakeholder charters, aren't we?
Could that be possible, Julie, to have this update? I'm not sure if I have all the information that you think it's relevant, Victoria, and maybe it could be also useful for me. Is that possible to have some update from the board?
Olga, this is Julie. Updates are certainly provided, by staff as they're available, and the most recent one was the one that I sent around that Denise Michelle had sent to council, and then I had sent it around to my work teams, and that was that the board had passed the resolution that the staff would work with the Structural Improvements Committee of the board to provide recommended changes to the stakeholder group charters. There has been no further update on that, so that's why you've not seen anything from me or from Denise Michelle, so that activity is continuing, and as Chuck, I think, mentioned earlier, we don't really have a time frame we can give you, but as soon as we have more information, we'll certainly provide it to the team.
Okay, let's do that. Once you have any news from the board, just let us know. And we also received some information, usually from Denise in the GNSO Council. Is that okay if we share with the working team?
Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just want to let everyone know I'm dropping off.
I have to leave also. Okay, let's have the update from the board.
Yeah, what I'm kind of suggesting is that it actually be quite be formalised, so that because you know otherwise I think we, you know people forget to forward things or what have you. People are on lots of things, forget to and they update us on, you know, because there are lots of related bits, moving bits and pieces going on, and we're not finding out what's, for example, happening in the steering committee and all. I mean, it's really, I think, you know, a formal update to the group of other relevant things that might bear on our work. It's not so narrow.
Well, maybe we can add an issue in the next agenda.
Yeah.
Update from the board. Do you think it's fine?
Not from the board. I mean, I suppose it's an update from staff on relevant.
Or from staff about latest news from the board and other relevant issues. Is that okay?
Great.
So let's add that to the next agenda, so we don't forget.
Are you adding it as a discussion point, Olga?
Update, I think. It's not a discussion point. It's just in GNSO, we usually have an update from Denise, and if someone wants to comment, that's fine. Maybe we don't have that much time, but we can try. Sorry, I cannot follow you if you talk together.
Sorry. Go ahead, Krista.
I'm just, I don't know, I personally would rather just receive the updates as they come rather than having another agenda item when we have difficulty getting through the agenda that we have already.
Okay. It's a good suggestion. Let's ask the rest, because not all the working team is on the call. I think we could ask if how we want to get updates from staff about board activity. We can ask that in our list and have some feedback. I have to leave. I have another commitment, so I'm so sorry. I have to finish the call so quickly. But we already agreed to have 1 hour, and it's 1 hour and 1 minute. So I would encourage you, if you have other things to comment, to go through the list. We have some things to do, and Julie will help me in following up during these 2 weeks. I hope to meet those of you who are going to Sydney there, and I wish you very good travels and safe travels. And for those of you who are attending remotely, I hope to talk to you in Sydney. Thank you very much for joining. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Benedetta.